This is OralPod Radio with OralPod Live.
Hello and welcome to OralPod Live. My name is Dennis and maybe you know it. Our podcast is about university life in Düsseldorf. Today we'll have a look at English studies in Düsseldorf and firstly I will have an interview with a lecturer at the HHU, namely Lisa Marie Marz. Hello Lisa.
Good afternoon.
Lisa, I guess many Abitur students are asking themselves what university life will be like, especially in the first year, which is first and foremost important for the Abitur students. What does English studies at Düsseldorf look like?
Well, in the first year we have four basic modules, which several courses have to be taken from. We have a Languages 1, consisting of Grammar 1, Grammar 2, Vocabulary and Translation, and Translation for Beginners. Each course has to be taken the first year. But students do not have to take all four in one semester. That would be a hell of a lot of work. Additionally, we have medieval studies. In each semester in the first year, students have to take one introduction lesson. Same applies for the linguistics module. Lastly, we have a basic module of literature. Here we have the same structure as in the language skills. We have four courses which have to be taken in the first year. But remember, you can decide how many courses you actually take in one semester.
Fine, let's assume I've taken all these courses. What comes next? How do I finish the first year?
Generally, all courses in the first year are finished with an AP. That is the abbreviation for the German word Abschlussprüfung and means final exam in English. In all modules, students can sign in for a written exam. But nevertheless, there are some exceptions. In terms of language skills, in the literature module, students will answer the questions in front of a computer. And in terms of medieval studies, students can choose whether they want to take an oral exam or a written exam. But later on, in the English studies, so I'm speaking of the second and third year, students will have more options to finish a module or a course.
If I summarize, we have looked at the structure of the first year in English studies, and now we have presented how to finish it. But what if I still have questions?
Yeah, then we'll be happy to answer your questions in the Studierenbüro of our English department. Each week, several lecturers have an office hour and can guide you through the realms and worlds of English studies in Düsseldorf. And don't be afraid to visit us. We don't bite.
At least, I hope so. Lisa, lecturer at the HHU, has given an insight on what to know if you're interested in studying English at the HHU. And after a short break, we will be back.
This is OralPod Radio with OralPod Live.
I don't know what you're thinking when you hear English studies in Düsseldorf, but obviously each study has a certain image. So we asked Abitur students at school what you expect when you hear English studies in Düsseldorf. And here are the results.
English studies? I don't know what you learn there. Hopefully it's not a study of the British monarchy.
I hope there will be plenty of whiskey after you pass the exams.
In my opinion, English is quite fun. You learn interesting facts about English in American society, so you can improve your language.
Though ask me what English studies may be, perhaps they learn whole Shakespeare rhymes about classic English tea. But nevertheless, scholars shall not learn how to invade in thy English emperor's name.
English studies are interesting. I think it is quite fascinating to understand how a culture actually thinks. And on top of that, you get into contact with native speakers.
I think Shakespeare has studied this, but I don't remember who he actually is. Isn't he an actor?
Quite interesting subject. But what jobs do you get afterwards, unless you aren't a translator?
Finally, a reason to bring my banjo to class.
English studies? Does that mean the university pays you to visit London or New York?
Quite funny what you guys think of English studies in Düsseldorf, but I assure you, the university does not pay us to visit London or New York. In a few minutes, I will have further guests in the studio. Then I will interview two students in their higher semesters about their experiences with the English studies here at the HHU.
This is OralPod Radio with OralPod Live.
The model of mentoring or tutoring is quite popular in Germany. For example, here at the HHU, we have tutoring programs to guide and help students. Keeping that in mind, we have invited Tatiana and Abdullah. There are English students in their fourth semester and can tell us what future students should know if they choose to study in Düsseldorf. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
Hi there.
Both of you have already studied here for 2 years, which is a respectable amount of time. What do you think? What should students definitely avoid in Düsseldorf?
Do not rely on students' information. I have experienced that the flood of wrong information is a big problem. This wrong information is rather confusing than useful. I would advise everyone to go to the English department if you have an important question. They are the experts and can answer your questions sufficiently. Regarding the exams, you should consider that there's no chance to improve the result of an AP if you have passed. This is annoying if you got a 4-0 at the first try. Moreover, it's important to register in time for an AP.
Yeah, I agree with the deadline topic. It's very important to hand in your AP registration in time, because if not, you can play the waiting game for a semester or two. And believe me, nobody wants that. Additionally, party people should avoid going directly to university after drinking the whole weekend without taking a shower. I mean, thumbs up for their courage, but everybody loses if you attend your classes with a hangover. But I also had the strength to get up and end up with people who sting to high heaven.
When you have experience, studying normally becomes easier due to having gained insider knowledge. Could you give us some insider tips for the English studies?
Yeah, of course. Attend the lectures even if there's no compulsory attendance. The reason is the general underestimation of an AP, and it's a worthy content. This is really helpful. There's less pressure afterwards, because the less pressure you have, the more relaxed you are while writing an AP.
Well, tutorials are very helpful. They are experienced students who get through the course, because in the most cases the professors are explaining even details comprehensibly. And for a better understanding, is complexity a definite no-go. So, just a reminder, if the brain feels like it has gone through the mixer again, tutorials are the solution.
And as a short addition to the tutorials, here's a nice fact. The tutorials can be used for the Wahlpflichtbereich, and it's always difficult to find interesting courses for the Wahlpflichtbereich.
Abdullah and Tatiana are students here at the HHU. Both gave us some insight on what to expect when you choose to study English in Düsseldorf. Thanks for the interview, and when I look at my watch, I assume that time is already up for today. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will meet again next week. Then we will be talking about the perfect preparation for an exam. I'm Dennis, and I wish you a wonderful time. Until then, bye.
This is Oralpod Radio with Oralpod Live.